Brothers and sisters of the church, may peace be with everyone.
好，我们今天晚上要一起来学习的题目是五颗光滑，五块光滑的石子。
The topic that we're going to study tonight is five smooth stones.
想想看，圣经里面哪里有五块光滑的石子呢？
If you think about it, where in the Bible records that there are five smooth stones?
原来它是在撒母耳记上。
It is recorded in 1 Samuel.
当以色列人跟非利士人征战的时候。
During the time when the Israelites were fighting against the Philistines.
他当时候的征战都有一个出来讨战的勇士。
During their battles,there are warriors that will step out to fight.
那非利士人有一个名叫哥利亚，他是一个非常高大的巨人。
And in the Philistines, they have a giant named Goliath.
以色列人没有都不敢出去跟他征战。
And none of the Israelites.Dare to fight against Goliath.
那当时候大卫看到了这个非利士人在嘲笑以色列人甚至在嘲笑以色列人所敬拜的神。
And so when David saw that Goliath was mocking the Israelites and the God whom the Israelites worshipped,
他就自愿要去跟这个哥利亚来征战。
And David voluntarily wanted to battle and fight against Goliath.
好，我们来看17章的第40节开始。
Let's look at chapter 17, starting from verse 40.
本来扫罗把他自己的战衣、盔甲，甚至刀给了大卫。
In the beginning, Saul provided David with his own armor and sword.
但是大卫试试看，他说这个不是我素来所习惯的，所以他又把它还给了扫罗。
And when David put on this shield and the armor, he was not used to it, so he returned it to Saul.
四十节
，verse 40，
他手中拿着杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子，放在袋里。就是牧人带的囊里，手里拿着甩石的机旋，就去迎那非利士人。好，那我们跳到第45节。
Let's jump to verse 45.
大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我，是靠着刀枪同宰；我来攻击你，是靠着万军之耶和华的名。”就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。第46节，今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。47，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。48，非利士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫急忙迎着非利士人往战场跑去。49，大卫用手从囊中掏出一块石子来，用机旋甩去，打中非利士人的额，石子进入额内，他就扑倒面伏于地。50节，这样大卫用机旋甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他，大卫手中却没有刀。在这边看起来这个非利士人有着军装，有着武器大卫面对他一点胜算都没有。
Here it seems like the fully armed Philistine against David, who was not armed, it seemed like David had no chance of defeating him.
但是大卫他却毫不胆怯地迎上这个非利士人去。
However, David, he was fearless, and he was able to meet this Philistine's challenge.
因为他知道今天他与这位非利士人征战是靠着以色列所敬拜的真神。
Because he knew that this battle against this Philistine, he has to win with the power of the God of Israel.
也知道征战的胜败全在乎这位神。
And he knows that the win or loss is based on God.
所以当时候以色列人在圣经里面记载的他们要征战跟非利士人跟亚玛利人跟各种各样的敌人来征战。
So when the Israelites fought against their enemies, the Amalekites, the Philistines.
虽然今天我们没有看得见的敌人要征战。
And today, even though there may not be visible enemies that we have to fight against.
但是今天其实我们也是有一些在属灵的敌人要来跟他征战。
However, today we still have spiritual enemies whom we have to fight against.
就是撒旦。
And that is Satan.
所以在圣经里面这些征战的事迹也是能够成为今天我们在打这场属灵征战的一个勉励还有一个学习。
So all the battles that are recorded in the Bible is a lesson and a teaching for us when we fight our own battles.
我记得看过一个早期工人他的见证的事迹。
I remember reading a testimony of an early worker.
他在归入真耶稣教会之后。
After he has been come under the fold of the true Jesus Church.
得到了圣灵。
Received the Holy Spirit.
那神特别给他看到了一个异象。
God allowed him to see a vision.
他说他到大街上走的时候。
He said he was walking on the streets.
看到有很多的魔鬼。
He saw there are a lot of devils.
好，那这些鬼在哪里呢？
And where are these devils?
都藏在人的心里。
They are all hiding in the hearts of men.
有贪心鬼。
There are devils of greed,
懒惰鬼,
devils of laziness,
色鬼,
of lust,
好，很多种嫉妒鬼,
and also of jealousy,
都在人的心中。
They're all within the heart of man.
他那里面明白说要与这些鬼来征战。
So in his heart, he knew he has to fight against these devils.
所以其实今天圣灵，神把他宝贵的圣灵赐给我们。不是只是一个进去天国的钥匙而已。
So indeed, today the Holy Spirit was given to us not only as a key to enter into heaven.
更是在我们在世上的时候，借着圣灵要打这场属灵美好的征战。
It is moreover given to us so we may fight the spiritual war while we are on earth.
从我们自己的心里面开始。
And it starts from our own heart.
让这些敌人在我们的心中毫无地步。
So that these enemies have no place in our heart.
那也要把这个福音传扬。
And we should also preach this gospel.
让神的道理能够进入到人的心中。
So that the word of God may enter into the heart of man.
也让更多人的心中有主耶稣来做王。
And so that more people may have the Lord be the king of their hearts.
而不是被这些鬼来挟制在这些眼目的情欲肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲当中。
And not be controlled or under the rule of these devils.
所以如果我们明白在今天我们要打这场属灵的征战。
So today we must understand we have to fight this spiritual battle.
那我们再回来看这件事迹的时候我们就会看得更加的认真。
So when we come back to look at this incident we should have a different perspective.
当时候大卫要去面对这个非利士人。
Here David faced with the Philistine.
他做了什么准备呢？
What kind of preparation did he make?
就是他到西中去挑选了五块光滑的石子。
That is, he took five smooth stones and he chose it from the brook.
来作为他进攻打败敌人的武器。
and as a weapon for him to fight against his enemy.
哇，这个是一个很奇怪的选择。
This is a very
人家有拿有刀有枪。
This is not a.
还有这个怎么念？这个叫铡，45节铜啊，戟，铜戟，还有戟。
So this is not an ordinary choice because the Philistine, he had a sword, a spear, and a javelin.
Huh, javelin. Oh, javelin. 还有什么？还有弓箭。
And there are also arrows.
哦，当时已经有人有会射弓箭了。
The arrow was used back then.
好，但是他却是去找石头。
But for David, he went to look for stones.
哦，这个是他所习惯的。
This was something he was used to.
哦，那其实最重要的也不是因为他找了什么。
But what's the most important is not what he found.
而是神来给他得到胜利。
But it's because God gave him the victory.
哦，这不代表他就，但是他还是去找了他所合用的一个器具。
But he still found something that was suitable for him.
他去找石头。
He found these stones.
哦，他说这边说到他挑选了五块光滑的石头，所以他去拿石头，他不是怎么样，他不是随便捡，而是他特别的找，而且他挑选了这五个光滑的石头。
Here specifically mentions that he chose for himself 5 smooth stones. He did not pick up these stones randomly, but he chose them.
好，如果今天我们站在神这边跟敌人征战
，If today we are standing and fighting against our enemy,
我们就是神的器皿。
We are the vessel of God.
所以可以说，我们就是这个光滑的石子。
And in a way, we are these 5 smooth stones.
好，所以今天我们在真耶稣教会里面。
So today we are in the True Jesus Church.
不是偶然发生的。
This is not a it did not happen by chance.
对，是神特别来拣选我们的。
It's because God has chosen us.
就好像当时候神拣选了他的百姓以色列。
Just like how God chose his people, the Israelites.
我们看生命记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
14章。
Chapter 14.
第二节。
Verse 2.
生命记十四章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2.
因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的民。耶和华从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
Verse 2, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth.
好，所以神让以色列做他的百姓，不是随意，而是特意的去拣选他们来做神的子民。
So God did not choose the Israelites just randomly, but he chose them specifically.
好像大卫到西边，他去特别的挑选，然后找了这五块光滑的石子。
Just like how David specifically chose these 5 smooth stones.
那今天我们也是一样。
And today we are the same.
在彼得前书那边。
In 1 Peter's.
我们来看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
彼得前书二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
哦，所以当彼得在这边说你们，这个你们指的是谁呢？
When Peter here says you, who is he mentioning?
好，这个你们不只是仅仅指着以色列人而已。
And this you does not just include the Israelites.
也是那一些那一些领受了福音、受了洗、得了圣灵，在这些在主里面、在教会里面的一份子。
It also includes those who have received the gospel, have been baptized, have received the Holy Spirit, have received the gospel, and are within the church.
也是包括了今天的我们。
This also includes us today.
所以我们要明白，我们今天在真耶稣教会里面是主耶稣他的拣选。
So we have to understand that today in the True Jesus Church, we are the chosen ones of God.
要有一个目的。
We have to have a
就是主耶稣拣选我们有一个目的。
God chose us for a purpose.
这边讲到说，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Here it says that we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
有时候你想想看主耶稣的这个目的。
If you think about God's purpose,
然后你再看看你自己。
And you look at yourself.
哎呀，主耶稣啊，是不是选错了？
Now, Lord, have you perhaps made a mistake?
敌人这么的强大。
But the enemy is so powerful.
拿刀拿枪拿那个字我忘记了，那个叫什么？
Javelin?
戟。
The enemy has swords, they have javelin.
我就是一个小石头。
I am only a stone.
我怎么可能去面对拿刀枪戟的这个这样子庞大的一个力量？
How can I face such a powerful force?
好，是不是神选错了？
Is it because God made a mistake?
神他不会做错的选择。
God will not make a mistake.
其实神今天拣选了我们。
God chose us today.
他也会帮助我们。
He will also help us.
如果我们看彼得前书的第四章。
If we turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
四章的第十节。
Chapter 4 verse 10.
这边告诉我们说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Verse 10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
神既然拣选了我们，他会给我们恩赐。
Since God has chosen us, he will give us gifts.
所以我们所要做的其实就是按照他所给我们的恩赐来做服侍。
So what we should do is to serve him with the gifts that we have received.
让他所给我们的恩赐在我们自己的生活当中应用出来。
So that we may use these gifts that he has given us in our lives today.
在教会里面应用出来。
Then use it in the church.
那这样子在社会里面应用出来。
And also apply it in society.
那这样子其实我们就成为了那个见证。
Then we have become this testimony.
我们就成为了那世界黑暗里面的一道光。
We have become this path of light in the world of darkness.
能够照入人的心中。
And to shine in the hearts of men.
所以今天我们要了解，我们是神特别所拣选的。
So today we must understand that we are specifically chosen by God.
所以不要浪费了我们的光阴，我们的时间。
Therefore, we should not waste our time.
因为神今天拣选了我们，有重要的任务。
Because God has chosen us for a specific reason.
好，那我们如果把这个时间拿去做我们自己所想要做的，但是却又不是对自己属灵的成长有帮助的，那到最后面我们是亏缺了神的拣选。
So, and if we use this time to do things that are not according to his will, then we have fallen short of his choosing.
那最后面我们不能说神选错了。
So in the end, we cannot say God has made a mistake.
而是自己我们没有按照我们所得的恩来回应报答神。
It's because we have not repaid God with the grace that he has shown us.
好，那我们继续来看哈。
So let's continue.
所以大卫他拣选了五块光滑的石子。
So David chose five smooth stones.
好，那这些光滑的石子呢，其实到最后他用了几个。
So these five, out of these five smooth stones, how many did he end up using?
有时候在讲这个大卫的故事的时候
sometimes when we talk about the story of David,
那有些人可能他会比较想要让他更有紧迫性，或者比较多 drama 叫做比较戏剧化，他会说大卫拿了第一个石头打过去，没打到，然后再赶快再 装上第二个石头，哥利亚都已经快到他面前了，再打到第二个，哇，这次终于哥利亚倒下去了。
And when we talk about the story of David, some people like to add the element of drama into it. So they'll say, David picked the first stone, slung it, and missed, so he immediately picked up the second stone and tried again.
好，但是其实我们看圣经，他是什么？第一个石头丢出去，他就打倒哥利亚了。
But according to the Bible, David picked the first stone, slung it, and he hit Goliath.
好，那我们如果想想看，明明用一颗就打倒哥利亚，那为什么他要捡五颗呢？
So if he was able to hit Goliath with his first stone, why did he pick five?
好，如果今天你可以用一颗打败这个敌人，那你会去准备五颗吗？
If you can defeat an enemy with just one stone, why would you prepare five stones?
好，是这样子的，我们可以从这个方面来思考，这个就是一个事先准备的一个功夫啊，要做的完全。
But we can think of this as a kind of preparation work that we do beforehand.
好，这个五个光滑的石子，如果我们把它想做是我们的五大教义。
If we think of these five smooth stones as our five basic beliefs.
Five basic doctrine.
Five basic doctrines.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
Baptism, foot washing, Holy Communion.
好，安息日还有圣灵。
Sabbath and Holy Spirit.
好，其实我们今天出去传福音的时候。
Today, when we go out to preach,
有时候我们在观察。
Sometimes we observe.
观察到底不要说敌人，这个观察这个人他的弱点在哪里，他信仰的漏洞在哪里。
We observe and examine, where is their hole or a gap in their faith.
你如果直接就很快的，好像没有目标的武器一直丢出去。
If we just aimlessly throw out our weapons,
有时候效果不会很理想。
The outcome may not be very good.
你先发现他到底他是怎么样的一个人。
But first, if we can understand what kind of person he is.
好像有些人他是已经在守安息日了。
For example, if a person is already observing Sabbath.
好，那你在那边很一直讲安息日，讲到最后他说，对啊，我也是守安息日的。
And if you continue to speak about Sabbath, then he says, I already observe Sabbath.
好，这个时候你就可能从圣灵来丢出这个石头。
So then now you can probably talk about the Holy Spirit.
一击就命中了。
And once you throw out this stone, it will hit the person.
好，或者是从洗礼。
Or you can talk about baptism.
好，所以这个是你要看当时候的情况，然后要用福音来针对他的需要来为向他做见证。
So we must evaluate the situation, and then we use the gospel to preach.
哦，所以这个五块光滑的石头为什么要准备五块？最后只有用到一块，这个就是告诉我们事先的准备要做的全面。
So the reason why five were prepared is to tell us that our preparation work must be complete.
哦，所以要对我们教会的教义有一个比较全备的认识。
And we have to have a more complete understanding of our church doctrines.
哦，不是只有对其中的一个部分。
And it is not only limited to one aspect.
哦，所以当我们面对慕道朋友的时候
，And so when we faced with a truth seeker,
才能够针对他的需要给他
then we are,
给他一个好的见证，进入到他的心里面。
And then we are able to give the truth seeker a good testimony so that it can enter their hearts.
好，再来，虽然这个五个石头也可以代表的是教会里面的工人。
And secondly, these five stones can represent the workers in the church.
哦，可能这五个石头只有一个出面而已。
And these five stones, even though only one is being represented.
哦，那这个敌人就被打倒了。
And then this enemy is defeated.
哦，但是这个荣耀不是归给这一个石头。
But the glory is not, does not only go to this one stone.
荣耀给谁？
Where does the glory go?
荣耀是要给主人啊。
The glory goes to the master.
好，所以今天在教会的侍奉当中。
So today in our servitude,
我们也不是在争先。
We are not fighting for the first place.
每一个石头，好像我们每一个工人都准备好自己。
All of our workers, we are like the stones that has been prepared.
那讲到准备好自己，这个石头它有个特质是什么？它是光滑的。
And talking about preparing ourselves, we can see these stones are smooth.
石头要怎么光滑？
How can the stones be smooth?
它经过这个溪水的冲流，在那边把棱角去掉，它才成为光滑。
It must go through the process of erosion, smoothing out the rough edges.
甚至这个石头可能本来是在高山上面。
And perhaps this stone was once high up in the mountain.
它有很多的棱角。
And there are many rough edges.
但是从上面一直被冲下来的过程当中，这边撞一下，那边撞一下，撞撞撞撞撞撞撞。结果这个棱角慢慢的被磨平了。
And then once it starts falling off from the high place, it will smooth out the rough edges.
为什么大卫选择这个光滑的石头？
So why did David choose the smooth stones?
当然以逻辑来说，这个光滑的石头比较没有阻力。
And speaking logically, smooth stones have less resistance.
所以他能够更加精准的打到他所要命中的地方。
So it is able to more accurately hit the target.
那对我们今天来说，这个光滑的石头要成为光滑，如果一个工人要成为光滑，是要怎么样经过磨练的？
And for us today, a worker can become smooth only after they have been
trained or
they have been molded.
Modern, 比较不像 molded, 比较像那个 refined, sharpened. 好
sharpened, refined.
对，那有什么在磨呢？有时候是人磨人，或者是被事情磨，就是基本上就是这两样。
And how can it be refined? Sometimes it is through other people or some kind of situation.
如果我们来看圣经里面，好像摩西。
In the Bible, we can see Moses.
在民数记的十二章。
In Numbers 15.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
十二章第三节。
Verse
3. 这边讲到对一个摩西他的一个介绍，他说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Verse 3 says, the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
好。他经过，他是这个是经过了很多的磨练呢。
And he has gone through many refinement.
因为在他四十岁的时候出去他想说他可以拯救。
Because at the age of 40, he thought he could save.
甚至还打死了一个埃及人。
And he even killed an Egyptian.
结果要逃跑，发现靠着自己的力量还是不足啊。
But while he was fleeing, he realized that he could not overcome with his own strength.
到最后面神来找他的时候，他说，哎呀，我是谁，我怎么能够做这个事情。
And until when the Lord came to see him, he said, who am I to do this?
所以这个其实当中过了四十年的磨练啊。
And so during this time, Moses gone through 40 years of refinement.
甚至主耶稣在希伯来书这边也提到。
And Lord Jesus
在希伯来书也提到关于主耶稣。
In Hebrews, it talks about Lord Jesus.
希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们从第七节开始。
I start from verse 7.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears of, to him who was able to save him from death, and was hurt because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
第八节，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Verse 8, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为 就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Verse 9, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
这边说到主耶稣在世上的时候，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Here it says that Lord Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
所以苦难，主耶稣给我们这个例子，甚至他在前面受了苦难，成为了顺从，学了顺从。
So Lord Jesus Christ, through suffering, learned obedience.
顺从是什么呢？
What is obedience?
顺从谁？
Obeying who?
顺从神。
Obeying God.
那顺从神就是神要我们做什么，我们就做什么。
And obeying God means whatever God wants us to do.
就好像这个石头，它的主人要往它往哪里一去，这个石头就会很瞄准着这个地方直的去，毫不偏左也不偏右。
Just like how the stone, wherever the master slings it, he will travel it to its destination.
因为对，因为它已经被磨的剩下是光滑的石头了。
Because it has been smoothened until it is without edges.
所以今天其实在我们的我们自己的身上，可能我们会感受到，哎呀，怎么有这么有一些苦难。
So today we may feel like there are a lot of sufferings in our lives.
但是如果我们只去想去体会甚至从当中来得到学习，我们会发现这些苦难让我们变得更加的谦卑，而且更加容易的来服从神。
But if we are able to reflect and really think about the teachings, we can become a more obedient person to God.
那这样子我们就能够从这些苦难当中得到一些造就。
And then we can receive edification from the suffering.
因为既然神要我们来做这些工作，
Since God wants us to do these works,
他会给我们恩赐。
He will give us the gifts.
但是他也是会磨练我们，让我们成为合用的器皿。
But he will also refine us until we are a suitable vessel.
那有这些合用的器皿。
So with these usable vessels.
就好像我们刚刚说的，虽然用一个就打败了敌人。
Just like how what we have mentioned, even though one is needed to defeat the enemy.
但是这个胜利却是整体的胜利。
But the victory is entire victory.
好 entire victory, 是整个人的胜利。
This victory, it belongs to the person.
Whole person, 对。
This whole person.
因为我们教会就是主耶稣的身体。
Because the church is the body of
Christ. 所以有一个地方，有一个神用一个器皿得到了胜利，这个不是他个人的胜利。
So when the vessel is victorious, it is not its own victory.
这个是整体的胜利，也是整体一起来受到这个荣耀。
It is a collective victory, and this glory belongs to all.
好，那最后我们来想想这个石子。
Now, lastly, let's think about the stones.
这个石子凭着自己不能够做什么。
With the stone, by itself, it cannot do anything.
是当它被交在大卫的手中，大卫用机旋把它甩出去，它就能够成为战胜敌人的利器。
Only when the stone was placed in David's hand and slung out, it can be used as a weapon to defeat the enemy.
那其实我们也是石子。
Today we are also the stones.
大卫本身他也是石子。
David himself was also a stone.
他也不是靠着他自己的能力能够做什么。
He cannot do anything just by his own power.
而是靠着神大能的手与他同在。
But he relied on the powerful hand of God with him.
他才能用这个石子来打败当时候的敌人哥利亚。
Then he can use the stone to defeat this enemy at the time, Goliath.
后来大卫他犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Afterwards, David sinned and fallen short of the glory.
有一次他还要出去再征战。
And there was a time when he wanted to battle again.
我们来看撒母耳记下。
Let's read 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下的二十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 21.
好，这边说到又有一次是跟非利士人在打仗。
He records a time when they were up against the Philistines.
十五节这边说大卫他带了他的仆人下去了。
In verse 15, it records that David brought his servants with him.
与非利士人接战，那这边提到说大卫就疲乏了。
And they went down and fought against the Philistines, and David grew faint.
那在这边还有一个伟人的儿子以实比洛要杀大卫。
And here there was a son of a giant called Ishbi-Benob.
大卫没有办法战胜他。
And David was not able to overcome him.
是亚比塞来帮助他，才有办法来打败这个非利士人。
But only when Abishai came were they able to overcome this Philistine.
那我们如果想想看，为什么大卫现在他没有办法战胜这个非利士人
？So if we think about it, why is David not able to defeat the Philistine here?
有人说他老了。
People say maybe he is advanced in age.
没错，大卫他一生打了很多仗啊，他现在已经年纪比较大了。
It's true, David fought many battles in his life, and he has grown old.
但是如果我们想一下
，But if we think about it,
大卫打败哥利亚，或者他以前打败做这么敌人，是因为他的年轻，因为他的力气大吗？
Was David able to defeat Goliath at his young? Is it because of his young age that he was able to do it?
大卫他自己也承认说，能够战胜是因为神的关系。
David himself said that he was able to overcome them because of God.
所以这个石子本身它不算得什么。
So this stone itself is nothing.
若是不是放在神的手中
，and
如果不是放在一个大能者的手中
，and if not only if it's not placed in the hand of the Almighty，
那这个石子还是一个没有什么价值的石子
，then the stone still remains as a worthless stone。
但是当它在大能者的手中，它就能够得到胜利。
But once it's in the hand of the Almighty, it becomes an Almighty
stone。所以大卫在这边疲乏了。
So here David was weary.
不是因为他的勇力没了。
It's not because his strength has failed.
其实他本来也不是靠着勇力在战胜敌人。
Because he did not rely on his strength to defeat his enemies.
而是因为他得罪了神。
But it's because he has sinned against God.
所以今天我们也是可以成为一个警醒。
So this can become a reminder to us today.
今天战胜得胜是在乎神。
Today our victories all depend on God.
所以有时候看到敌人这么的强大，我们自己这么的软弱，怎么办呢？
When we see the enemies are powerful and we are weak, what do we do?
如果是靠着我们自己，当然没有办法。
If we only rely on ourselves, then it is that we cannot overcome.
但是我们靠着神，我们就能够战胜。
But by relying on God, we can be victorious.
战胜我们心中的敌人。
But victorious over the enemies in our hearts.
而活出一个属神样式的光明的生活。
And live out a life that is in the likeness of God.
That is shining.
And shining the light.
然后把这个光照到人的心中。
And to shine this light into the hearts of men.
这个就是神今天拣选我们的目的。
This is the purpose God has chosen us today.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
173首。
173.